wanted to speak with me? Lock the door. Okay. You've never asked to meet with me alone in your office before. Is something the matter? Sit down. Alright then. Why exactly have you called me here? You found something of mine? Oh, did you find... my notebook! Oh, Master... thank you so much. You have no idea how worried I've been since it went missing. Yes, well, the contents are rather personal. It's more of a diary of sorts. I'd hate for it to wind up in the hands of some of the other maids. No doubt they'd mock me relentlessly. Sometimes... well, quite often, in fact. When I first arrived, I was told that they were only teasing me because I was new. But I've been here a while now, and they show no signs of stopping. I suppose I am an easy target. Well, perhaps you'll find it funny. They've recently taken to saying that I'm in love with you. Or that I'm too devoted to serving you, which is an odd thing to say, but... It's my job to serve you. I'm your maid, after all. No, please don't worry. It doesn't bother me much. There are worse men they could claim I'm in love with. Anyway, is this why you called me in here? You wanted to talk about the notebook? Why? You had a look inside it? What exactly did you... Master, I can explain. No, please. You were never meant to see any of this, please. It's nothing but the foolish ramblings of a foolish girl. I'm so sorry, Master. I shall dispose of the notebook immediately. Please pretend you never saw it. Please, Master, it's not okay. You're a good man. You shouldn't have to read the filthy things some foolish maid writes about you. Christ, I'm so sorry, Master. Okay. I'm breathing. You can't mean that. How could it not bother you? Even if the thought of one of your maids fantasizing about you doesn't bother you, well, surely the contents of this notebook, the sorts of things I wrote about, they'd be enough to fire me on the spot. Master, please. You've already read through the notebook. There's no need for me to... Okay. Is there any particular part you'd like me to... Okay. This is from... this week. Master grabs me by my hair and drags me into his office, locking the door behind him with his head still gripping my hair tightly. Pulls me to my knees and tell me that he's going to punish me for disobeying him and touching myself without his permission the night before. He begins to undo his belt and takes out his... Master, must I continue? Okay. And takes out his thick cock, already rock hard from thinking about how he's going to. Already rock hard from thinking about how he's going to punish me. He grabs my head and starts using my mouth for his pleasure, hard and fast. Master's cock is so big, and I can barely take it all. I can barely take it all in without gagging. Without warning, he grips my hair tightly and thrusts himself all the way inside my mouth, forcing his cock down my throat. He holds my head in place as I struggle to breathe. Soon enough, he takes his cock out, and as I sit there, gasping for air as my eyes fill with water, he tells me to never forget who I belong to. I am his toy, his property, to be used and abused however he sees fit. I am his personal sex slave. Do I mean the things I write? I suppose there's no good in trying to hide it. I do. It's only natural that I should develop feelings for you. You're always so kind to me, and you treat me like a person. I can't explain why I fantasize about the things I do, but I think if I were to be a slave for anyone, I'd want to be a slave for you. Well, why are you smiling? You like the thought of making me your slave? I don't know what to say. Stand up. Okay. Safe word? Master, what are you saying? You're going to make me your toy? How about vanilla? Okay. You're awfully close. What are you? I'm sorry. I'm very nervous. Never imagined that you'd want to do this with me, or that I'd be doing this with you. What do you want me to do for you, Master? Get on my knees? Okay. Alright. I'll take you out of your clothes. Okay, just put your hand on my head. stop? Thank you for helping me up. Well, where are we going? Bend over the desk? Okay, master. Can you see how wet I am for you, master? That's what doing this for you does to me. Just pull my tights down and take me, please, master. Use me as much as you want and as hard as you want. I can take it. I only want to please you, master. Oh, Christ. Stretching me open. I feel so. I feel so good. Yes, master. I belong to you. I'm yours. Your toy to be used however you want. Gracious. You're so hard and rough. I've never experienced it like this before. Christ. I'm sorry. Thank you for spanking me, master. Thank you. I'm sorry, I can't stop squirming. Thank you. Stop shaking. I'm okay. I just need to sit down for a second. Did I do good, Master? Thank you, Master. Yes, Master. I belong to you. Your toy. To use however you please and whenever you please. Gracious, it feels so good to finally say that. Tonight? But won't the maids notice that my bed is empty? I shouldn't question you, Master. I'll see you tonight.